We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
We're doing canapes, like.
What canapes?
We don't know yet. We're looking at caterers at the moment. But one of my non-negotiables
is...
I need croquettes in the canapé rotation.
Yeah.
If you don't have croquettes on your canapes, go back to the fucking drawing board. Because they're delicious. They're delicious.
Go back to the drawing board is the name of the...
And they're so easy to
easy
eat.
Easy to eat.
Because you don't want messy canapes.
Yeah.
So croquettes. And then like with something gorgeous and unexpected inside them.
It's your favourite queers back in your ears. It's I'm Grandmam.
Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam.
Woo! I feel like we need to practice eye contact with the camera more.
Why?
Like stare down the lens because we have a TV show coming out, girlies.
No, we don't. I was like, where are you going with this? I know I want to look at your beautiful face now that you have no beard. It's so weird. I still can't look at you. No,
that's so annoying.
So basically,
you'll get a slap.
No, but like, you went full mustache now. It's like, you know, when your mom comes home with a new haircut, you look like, I can't look at you properly. You look like a completely different person.
I don't.
You
I
do.
Look the exact same. You know what's
if
taking
I focus
me by surprise?
On it too much, I don't know what's going
you know
on.
What's taking me by surprise?
What?
I never knew I had that.
Your chin dimple.
A cute dimple.
That's hot.
Is it cute?
No,
or does it look like an injury?
People would go under the knife for a
for
chin
this.
Dimple, yeah.
So, okay, right, for context, basically, my barber usually leaves the stubble on my face.
No, like, you had a beard and now you shaved off your beard.
No. Had a mustache and I...
You didn't.
I had a mustache. Okay. My barber would leave the mustache thicker.
Okay, yeah.
Than the rest of my beard.
Okay.
I would take it down to, I think it was like a 0.5, right?
Okay.
I don't know what that
We
means.
Don't need to get technical
We
with
don't
this.
Need to get into the ins and outs.
Yeah.
But recently I asked him to take it all off.
Yeah.
And he did, right? Anyway, it was like, you know, in America's Next Top Model when there's the reveal or like, you know, 10 years younger
yeah.
and they're looking at themselves and they're going, oh my God. I went, oh my God. And he went, you don't look that different. And I goes, no, I have a dimple. I goes, how cute is that? And like my barber's pure straight. And he was like, what? I was like, how cute is the dimple? I goes, love the dimple.
It is a huge difference, I think. Because when you came in earlier.
It's giving skein.
I was, it's giving clean, but then a bit of bisexual barista on top lip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all I aspire to look like is a bisexual barista.
Yeah. You'd get a job in a coffee shop in Hackney like that.
Sometimes I just want to buy an apron just because I think it would make me look like a bit of a whore, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Kind of give
sexy.
Off like a whore aesthetic and then like wear like a dirty t-shirt
like
with like, you know, milk stains just so it looks kind of hot.
Yeah, so this is Kevin's new era.
Is it though? I would actually let my hair grow if you weren't in a growing phase. I think I'm ready to let the hair grow now.
I think so. And it's just nice.
But I'm not going to time it with you.
Why?
I just don't want it
sisters
to be happening like
at the same time.
Yeah, simultaneously.
So we'll be at different stages. Like I'm halfway through now. I'd love a bob.
But yeah,
just so I can do this.
Yeah.
Anyway, girlies, how are we? How's everybody?
How's everyone doing?
What's the story
with
the slow coaches? What's the story with the slow coaches, guys? We need to pick up that pace.
Life's better when you're in the fast lane.
We made
do you think
a whole...
there's people out there who don't know that we have a song?
Yeah,
if
you don't know about Fastlane, you need to stream it. And also, we need to get it back on social media.
I always
want to put it over my story and I can't.
I know. I don't know. See, the thing is...
We need to pay some kind of fee or something.
We need to do something. And
you were doing all that.
But you're the technical person.
Yeah, but
you bought
the rights to put it on Instagram or something, did you?
Well, I technically own the song.
Really?
Yeah, not you.
Do you make any money off it?
No.
Nah.
No, it wasn't streamed.
But basically, we done a whole song about walking fast, right? Ever since I got off that plane in London today,
yeah.
Slow coaches left, right and centre.
I know.
And you know, they really frustrate me.
I know.
To the point where I make my feet steps behind them really heavy so they can hear me walking, right?
That's what I do.
And then in my head, I just keep going in my head, fucking slow coaches.
And you know what I do sometimes, and this is bad. Now, typically only to fellas, it doesn't excuse it. But if I'm having a particularly bad day or if they're annoying me a lot and they're, you know, they're being men.
Yeah.
And they're taking up an extra amount of space.
Man spreading on the sidewalk.
I make a deal of pushing past them.
Oh, you hit them?
But I apologise so that they don't hit me.
Oh, sorry. You're just walking at a snail's pace.
But it makes me feel better when I physically hit them. I need to talk to someone, do I?
No. It's so frustrating.
It's so frustrating. My mother's son, my mom gets fierce. Bothered about slow coaches.
Obviously, if you're like an old person or whatever.
Well, we're not monsters.
We're not going to be pushing an old woman down the stairs.
Also.
But just walk quicker.
Also, the girlies will know this, but we're actually nice people. Also, like, I think it's sometimes better to assume that people mean well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, right. Context.
Okay.
So over by Stratford Station, there's this manic thing happening. First of all, it's Stratford Station. It's manic anyway.
Name one of the manic things.
No, there's preachers. There's people trying to sign you up to what I can only presume are some kind of pyramid scheme or hoax.
Yeah.
There's the lads in the blue jackets looking for money for charity. I'm not sure what charity
Me either.
It's going to, right? Then you also... in the last year have a punching bag, you know, like the ones in the arcades and holidays that lads, it just appeared out of nowhere.
And like, does
like
it score?
On the street. Yeah. On the street.
Is it legal?
Well, there's a fella making money off it. Literally, he just...
Does he have a permit?
I don't know, but he brings it in the day and then it's gone again. Now, since the punching bag started, there's been another test of male prowess appearing, and that's just a bar. Right, there's a bar.
The hanging on the bar.
And you have to hang on the bar, for 100 seconds, right? Yeah. And you win 100 quid. I was cycling past it the other day, right? Mm-hmm. And I went, just as a bit of a laugh, but also semi-serious, I suppose. I went, lads hanging off a pole for 100 quid. I said, would you ever go home and feed your kids, right? As a joke, right?
No, also 100 seconds is very long to hang.
Yeah, when you think about it, I think people see 100 seconds and they're like, oh.
But that's what they get you. The bar spins.
Yeah, that's the other trick. The bar isn't fixed.
Yeah, it spins so that like it's about your grip. It's not about
your
strength.
It's about your grip, and I have smally hands.
Do you know, do you ever do it?
No.
I did it once with my nephew Dean and I got to, I think it was a minute.
Did you?
Yeah, I actually got
a
done very well.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, I'm complaining about it, but like that evening, I was transfixed. Anyway, I shouldn't be talking about that. But I was obviously joking. I was saying it in jest, really.
Yeah, go feed your kids, get a life,
go
touch
feed
some
your
grass.
Kids, touch some grass, or like go call your mum, ask her how she is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, someone replied to me in my DMs, right? And then sometimes I'm like, well, I'm the worst person for it because I'll have a dig back. I can't just leave it or I can't ignore. Remember, you know, we used to have this issue at the start when we started the podcast and we had the Iron Grandman page and I would send kind of...
Like people would comment something and then you'd be like, shut the fuck up.
I would never say like that. Yeah. But also, it goes back to what I'm saying about firstly, it being a joke, but also I'm not a bad person.
Don't be too quick to cancel someone.
That kind of idea.
Give the benefit of the doubt.
Also, there are bigger monsters.
What happened? What was the DM?
But someone messaged me and goes, maybe they're trying to win the €100 so that they can feed their kids. Don't you think this is kind of classist?
Oh, shut the fuck up. And I was
going,
oh,
girl, there's easier ways.
There's a pong of being chronically online off that.
Like, I wanted
it's,
to...
It's giving Gen Z TikTok generation. I know it's giving... I sound like a weird uncle now being like PC gone mad. But like, no... But,
that
no,
is kind of PC
no,
gone
but,
mad.
No, but also it's like... There's other ways to earn 100 euro than hanging off a bar at Stratford Station.
Also, did you take a look at the lads who are doing it? Like, did you take a look at the lad in the video? They're there, they're having a skit.
Also, it's a joke.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
It's a joke, like,
and
God
also,
forbid.
How could you be classist when you're from Douglas? How could you be classist when you're from an estate in Douglas? I'm sorry, no. It's not like you grew up on a fucking, in a mansion on a hill.
You know what I mean?
You know?
Oh, no, let her think it. I was just like...
Block delete.
Girl, come on. I feel like she was getting annoyed because her husband was there.
Do you know what would be do you know what would be funny if you just messaged her back and goes, all right, girl, calm down.
I think I did say something along those lines. I just goes, oh, I don't think they're doing it to feed their kids.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Also, like, you know, go watch a cartoon, girl. You know what I mean? Go watch SpongeBob SquarePants and just remember, like, that life is a bit of fun as well.
But also, she could, like, start spreading rumours about, you know, being like, oh, Kevin's classist. And with no context, people would just presume that you're classist. You know what I mean? But, like, that's a rumour spread.
Would they?
And just before a rumour about me starts spreading, let's get ahead of it. I have a PR emergency. I don't have any, but basically,
PR
right?
PR emergency?
I don't have a PR emergency.
No, because I've been wanting to have a PR emergency.
It's not. It's just basically, I got in a scrap in Hoth, right? And we just need to address this.
I don't know what any of that means.
I got in a fight in Hoth, right, with this man.
Oh, in Dublin.
Yeah, this man in his 40s. No, I wouldn't say late 40s. He's not aging well. He's aging like milk. I think he's my arch nemesis, right? And if you're listening to this...
Who is he?
You're a prick, right? So, it's the day after Paddy's Day, right?
Well, we all get in fights.
Yeah, is there something about the moon? Is Mercury in retrograde?
The moon is out, definitely.
No, so basically, I'm not in the wrong here. So, I'm actually right. So, basically, it's the day after Paddy's Day, yeah. Right? Kind of hanging. No, it's Paddy's Day.
It's actual Paddy's Day, but you were out the Saturday.
Yeah, I was out the day before. So, I'm kind of hanging. Yeah. We were meant to go out to the pub that day and we were like, nah. We were like, let's go to Holt, get some fish and chips, hold some vibes.
Yeah, I didn't go out Paddy's Day.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Me, Tanya and Jose, into our little car, right? Starts driving to Holt. It's jammers. Jammers. You can't get a space anywhere.
Bumper to bumper.
We're driving around like everyone's on the same wavelength as us.
Were they doing their own parade?
No.
No.
But there's a little market down there. And then like there's gorgeous fish and chips.
Did you take me to Hoth before we pulled
out? Yeah.
Oh, that was
lovely.
Hoth.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Love it.
Doesn't even feel like Dublin, Hoth.
Yeah, it's stunning. By the sea. As in like you just go down there and I'm like, oh my God, Mother Nature, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's close to my, like close-ish, you know, it's not that far.
It's a dart, would it be?
Yeah. Well, Tanya drove, so it was grand. But we're driving around anyway, trying to find a space. Next thing, we find one space after like 10 minutes driving around. Tanya starts to pull in and next, like, I just hear beep, 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 beep. And then I look behind me.
Will you do that again for the camera?
Beep, 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 beep. Right, and then I looks behind me and it's this, like, middle-aged man, right? And he's, like, rah, 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 like, screaming in his car, like, pointing. And I'm like, what's he beeping
at?
So then we park, right? And Tanya's getting a bit flustered. And next thing, he runs over to the car, right? And I open the back door and I thought he was going to be, like... Your tail lights out, or whatever happens
something,
in a car.
Yeah,
or like,
you left a coffee
like,
on top of
there's something on the roof. I tell you, next thing he goes, I was going to go in there. You know, I was going to go in there, and you swerved in front of me and took the space. I was waiting to get in there for ages. And then we were like, what are you on about? We were like, we literally just saw the space and pulled in. Like, Tanya literally just pulled in. Like, we didn't even see him, right? And then he was like, just.
Also, you're a middle aged man, you're intimidating.
No, but lads, when I say. He couldn't handle it. It was like a toddler having a tantrum. He was red with anger. He was actually scary. Like Tanya was like up to 90 because she was like, what am I meant to do here? Jose just disassociated from the whole situation because that's how he deals with it. So he
was in the sea.
Yeah. And I went, I saw red. So I just go.
Some people though, like, will drive you to that place. It was just by their reaction.
I was just like, imagine if I wasn't here and he started screaming like that to Tanya, you know. Yeah. So and as well, I was a bit hangry. I wanted my fish and chips.
See,
and he,
also, these people want to rile you up. Are they like they get something?
Yeah,
out
but
of
he
you
wanted
being
to fight me.
Level.
He wanted to physically fight me. So I have my hand on the door, right, and he's screaming, and I goes, "Oh wait, you're being very rude." And then he goes, he's like. No, you were meant to. I was meant to go in there. I was waiting for them to pull out all stuff, and I closed the door in his face. Right?
What?
I was so angry. He went back to his car, right?
And I was. What car was he driving? Actually, don't tell me. I don't know what.
But
that
it
means.
Was a fancy one. It was like not a Range Rover, but that type of vibe. No, like a big one.
Jaguar.
Like he was a posh boy. Like, you know what I mean?
And then, a Rolls Royce.
So then I get out the car, right? And then I notice he has his son in the front seat. I'm like, what kind of example is he setting for this child?
What age is the child?
Like, I want to say no. You know me with ages. I want to say 9 or 10.
Now, can I just say that I can empathise with the boy in the passenger seat because my mum does suffer a bit from road rage.
Okay.
And before, when we used to be dropped to school by my mum, my dad would have always typically dropped us to school because he was going to work the same time.
Yeah.
But in the odd time where he had to set off earlier, sometimes my dad would stay overnight in a different county at work, and my mum had to drop us to school. I would dread it because we'd be in the front right. And down Donnybrook Hill, all my Douglas girlies will know there's a bus lane. They introduced a bus lane, right?
Yeah.
So there'd be big long line of traffic, no one be using the bus lane. But then the odd time, you know, like a snaky fecker would try and just cut ahead of everyone and use the bus lane. And my mum would always go, "Feck this!" And she'd swerve in and cut him off, right? My mum would be shouting across to someone in a car on the left, but I'd be in between them in the passenger seat. And there'd be a man, my mum be like, "Are you thick? Bus lane, you can't do that." And your mum be like, "What are you doing?" And I'm just like smiling at the guy.
Yeah, you're like mouthing to him, "I'm so sorry."
And literally other kids in my school in the back, and I'm like this. And my mum like, "No, you're not doing it, Chancer."
You go into the class and your friend's like, "Why did your mum stick her finger up at my dad?"
But literally she would be doing all of it.
Brilliant. I love iconic, right?
Anyway, back to the fight.
He's red at the, like he's like boiling at this stage, right? And we're walking past his car, and now there's I did feel
you snap off the Mercedes symbol at the front.
But then, do you know when you like? I usually try and control my temper because I think if you lose your temper, you kind of lose your power in the situation. What I mean?
Say that again.
If you lose your temper, you kind of lose your power in the situation.
Exactly.
So like, I usually try and keep my temper under control because like, if you lash out, I think it makes you look like weaker, like
absolutely,
and like you're like, "Oh my god, can you handle your emotions?" And but I don't know, it was just I was hungover and I was hungry,
the hungry thing will come
all I wanted was battered cod. Like I was like, "Let me go in." And if haddock was on the menu, sure, I was laughing.
Scampi.
You know,
I love scampi supper.
No, I wanted a big one.
Like scampi?
I love scampi, don't get me wrong.
Oh my god,
don't get me wrong, I love scampi, but that day I wanted the full hog, you know. Yeah. Right? Next thing.
I think scampi is the whole hog.
So he gets out the car again and he screams over. He goes, "Karma's gonna get you." And at this stage, right, I start shaking then because I'm like, the adrenaline's pumping and I want to say something back to him, like really clever. But
cholesterol's going to get you, babe.
Or something, or be like, I wanted to like blow him a kiss or do something like just
blow him
sassy.
A kiss would have been perfect.
You know, if I was calm, but I wasn't calm. So I just goes, I was like, I was so low with my words. I was so mortified, right? I was like, "You're really not setting a good example for your son." And I goes, "We would have moved if you weren't so rude."
Right,
but I wanted to be like, "Yeah, we would have moved if you weren't so rude. And you're not really setting a good example for your son to get back into your car and calm down."
Know.
But I literally was like, yeah, you're not. I was like
the
stumbling
fact that
over
you
everything.
Even got something out in response.
Yeah.
Those scenarios, like, regardless of what age you are.
Yeah.
And like who you're up against.
Yeah.
They're always like really intimidating.
He started walking towards me one stage and goes, "What'd you say?" Like we were going to fight. And I goes, "Number one, boy, I'm 6'4". I could flip you over this car." I goes,
That's the hottest thing about you, the way you could just be like.
I love if I should have went to him like, "Do you want to actually fight? Because I'll beat you up in front of your child."
No, don't do that.
Like imagine I was, I just take out the earrings, right? But then I as I was walking away, I was like, shit, was I in the wrong there? Like, because like if we did cut him off, like, and like his son's trying to get to like a training session or something. And then I was racked with guilt, right? Next thing, this goddess, this guardian angel of an old woman comes over. I think she probably was sent by God, right? She comes to my left. And I can just feel the calming energy.
Yeah.
Like soothes my aura. And she goes, "Don't you worry, boy. What was he on about there? You were well in the right there."
Perfect. And that's the only reassurance he needed.
"If the elderly of Hoth have my back,
that's all I needed.
But I couldn't enjoy my fish and chips then. It was so awkward in the restaurant because I was coming down off being so angry. And then, like,
were you rattled?
We were trying to change the subject, but I kept being like, he was so rude, wasn't he?
So mean.
And it ruined our lunch.
But some people are mean, like.
Yeah, but also I was like, I was up to LinkedIn and I was like, when we leave this restaurant, if I bump into again, it's going to be so awkward. Do you know what I mean? Imagine if I left the restaurant and he walked past me again.
Imagine having the confidence of a man to be doing that.
Yeah, I was like, I was boiling my blood.
Back pocket. What's that?
What's that?
Oh yeah, never mind.
What is that?
Let's get rid of that. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Catch up for the next episode.
but I was like, what really annoyed me the most is that
it was happening in front of his son.
No, it was the privilege she had.
Yeah.
I was like, you don't own that parking space. And also I was like,
and also Tanya being, she's obviously like a young
and
driver.
Also, if this whole time I wanted to just go, doll, I wasn't driving the car. I don't know why you're shouting at me.
Because you're, but that's the thing. So
I'm
like,
in the back seat.
Like even when we used to go out and stuff.
Yeah.
Like in London.
Yeah, people would attack me.
Like you're the target.
Yeah, I'm the target. Because even in secondary school, everyone always wanted, is that how you say secondary?
I kind of love the way you
secondary,
said it.
Even in secondary school.
Now you're kind of changing. Do you put on a fake Northside accent for the pod?
No.
Even in secondary school. I mean, sorry, secondary. That's what you just did, by the way.
But even in secondary school, they used to always be like, will you fight me at lunch? Because they wanted to prove that they could beat up a 6'4" person. And so, and like the guy in Ho tried to fight me on the Paddy's Day because I was tall. So if you're listening to this, and if your dad came home, if you're a girly listening to this,
and if your dad came home on a rager
and started bitching about someone taking his parking space, tell him, meet me on Ho Pier and we'll do fisticuffs and we'll end this once and for all.
You know what I would also say? If your dad is getting that worked up about a parking space,
you need anger management.
No,
for
there's
him.
There's something else in his life that he's unhappy about, right?
Should we get on to the
Let's
theme?
Get on to the theme.
The theme for this week is habits.
Alexa, play "Bad Habits" by Ed Sheeran.
Is this it? I don't know, babe. I've never listened to a song in my life. Is this it?
It's a live version.
I never thought I'd see the day that we're playing an Ed Sheeran song on the podcast.
What's going on?
Is this even
this is it?
Is this it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I slip for the chorus. This is the only...
Do I know it?
Do I even like it?
It's giving Eurovision, kind of.
Control.
No?
It's kind of Eurovision, too.
Yeah. Okay. This is the only Ed Sheeran song you like, is it? We're only using it because it says habits. Wait now, come on. Give him a chance. Come on. Come on, our little ginger boy.
Listen.
Oh, it's the beat.
It's the beat. I like the beat.
It's so funny.
Is
that
Ed Sheeran?
That's not Ed Sheeran.
I think that's a cover.
He's very aspirate. Okay. Alexa, stop. I'm going to have to wash my hands after that.
Yeah, people are going to be like, what is going on? If you fast forward straight into the song...
They're going to be like, why would they fast forward
scare.
Straight into the song? they always waffling those catch-ups. Let me just skip to the song.
They're just chatting shit. I want to get to the nitty-gritty of the theme.
I like the beat.
It's the beat I was doing it for.
Yeah.
Also, what isn't there another song, though, that we could have used with the word habit?
No.
I keep just thinking of Sister Act, but I think I'm just thinking, Nun's Habit. Yeah.
Back in the Habit, yeah. Anyway, girlies, we're talking habits because Lent is over. Lent has finished.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the reason we're doing it.
Yeah. You never know what the reason we were doing it.
No, I do, I do, I do. I remember seeing it in the notes. Wow, Lent is over.
Lent is over.
We made it.
We made it. For our non-Christian listeners, number one, you're
Why
going to
Christian?
Burn in hell.
Why aren't you Christian?
Yeah, how dare you? No, I'm joking.
Give it up to the Lord. That's good.
But Lent is it a festival? No. It's a period in the Christian calendar where Jesus went into the desert and she fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Not Jesus promoting a crash diet.
What else did they do in the desert?
They prayed to prepare to spread the Lord's word.
Is that what it was?
Do you know what I mean? It's giving intermittent fasting. They spit in your face. I'm spitting a lot lately with my mouth.
Have we ever done a Lent episode? Surely we have in 5 years.
I don't know.
I feel like we've definitely done an episode on Lent.
Anyway, that's Lent. Jesus went into the desert and goes, girls, I'm going to come back snatched.
So why are we doing habits?
Because then, obviously, in 40 days of Lent, you can like give up something or pick up something.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
It's a good time to develop a habit.
Here was I thinking, what bad habits did the Lord have? What was he doing? Oh, and the devil was tempting him when he was in the desert, being like, Come on.
Come on, baby girl.
Come on.
Let's geeky.
Trying to pop off my vape.
Let's geeky, doll. You know what I mean?
And he was going like this with his tail, with the point at the end.
I said the devil is a ride.
Yeah, I was always like attracted to like, you know, ways the devil was portrayed in like TV and cinema.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was always. Remember
sexy
Devil Flanders? Even sorry, I know I always think back to Simpsons. But you remember?
I know. Anyway,
also they'd no reason given the devil that, you know, that much of a chest.
No,
and he was always caked up.
He's always caked up. The devil.
I think we need to say caked up every ep.
Yeah, every ep. But when we were young, like. We always did Lent in our house. Did you do Lent?
Because I suppose really, right, as a child, it's the only time you're challenging yourself. And obviously, you're going to school every day and you're trying to solve maths problems and stuff.
It's
but I mean,
also,
where you're hit with a thing where you're like, okay, what do you want to do to try and challenge yourself and better yourself?
It's giving self... care? No, not self-care.
Self-improvement?
Self-improvement.
Yeah.
It's also the gamification of religion.
It's kind of that.
It's the gamification of religion.
Did you see that on a TikTok?
No, I made it up right now in the spot.
I kind of love the gamification of it.
I used to always give up jellies because girls, I enjoyed a bag of jellies growing
up. Really?
If I think back to the amount of like €1 bags of jellies I ate growing up, it's like shocking. It's a medical mystery that I don't have type 2 diabetes.
But even still nowadays, right, I love jellies.
Really?
Like, I love jellies.
You see, I don't have jellies that much anymore.
I'm such a sweet tooth, like, for everything. Or, like, you know, say now if you're at a wedding or at an event and they like a pick a mix, I can't pass it. You know what I mean? I'm going to have to. And see, my mum worked in the carrot shop and they used to have the pick a mix sweets out the front. I used to love the jellies.
Should I be doing a pick a mix at the wedding or is that tack?
It's not tack. I would say it's just, it's done.
Yeah.
So it just depends what way you'd want to do. You'd have to put your own spin on it.
How?
Would there be like, I don't know, would there be a fella like in a harness in the middle, like dealing out the sin? I'm thinking there's gonna be a lot of that.
You're thinking hen. You're thinking hen, baby.
I'll have some pick and mix at the hen.
Okay. What did you give up for Lent?
When I was younger, so you won't believe this, right? So we used to always just have like Coke in the fridge growing up.
Excuse me.
I wanna say, right, when we were younger,
yeah.
Like, the concept is going to sound mad, but think towards the earlier half of primary school, right?
Yeah.
Water, bottled water and stuff wasn't really a thing.
No.
You sure it wasn't?
No, I never drank water.
Then they introduced the Tipperary kids when we were maybe in third or fourth class and some people got on them. But even still, I was doing the carrot and the juices. We were doing the Ribenas.
Yeah.
Or we were doing like...
Dehydration.
The small cans of fizzy drink, the manky milk.
No, the tiny fun-sized cans of fizzy drinks.
I love them. They're camp.
Yeah. But you know what? Everyone in my primary school had the bottles of Score.
The bottles of Score.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were all the things that we used to have. And I used to have fizzy drinks as well with my dinner. Before bed, right, we'd have a supper, which would always be like a fizzy drink.
Yeah.
And like a biscuit or a chocolate bar. Like,
you'd
that'd
be wired
supper.
In bed.
I know. Well, it's so weird, like, thinking about it. Like, I couldn't do that now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd be wide awake.
So, did you give up fizzies?
So then I remember one year I was just like, girls, mum, come here.
We'll come here and I gag you real quick.
I goes, see that bottle of Coke that's in the fridge that you bought for me?
Yeah.
That's going to still be here another 40 days because I'm giving up fizzy drinks for Lent. So gave them up for Lent because I remember even, right, it was my sister's party.
Yeah.
Right? And I think for the first part we went to Douglas Cinema and then we went to McDonald's afterwards, right? She's a friend, Laura Keneally. I think she might be a fan of the pod. Sorry now for calling out Laura Keneally.
Hi, Laura Keneally.
Right? But I remember I was like helping my mum, so I was going around finding what everyone wanted for the Happy Meal.
Oh, okay, like doing the orders.
And then so I was like, what drink? Whatever, asking everyone. And then to Laura, I was like, what drink? And she went, water, right? And I was like this. I was looking around like this.
Where's the hidden cameras?
I was going, what? What? And then I remember even my mum being like, are you sure, Laura? It's weird. It wasn't the norm at all.
No.
The norm is
fizzy
drink.
But also, even now, if you're getting a takeaway, any form of takeaway, you have to have a fizzy drink.
Have to have a fizzy drink now. Yeah.
I wouldn't be. Well, do you know what I mean?
But I probably went through a period. But that's the thing. What I'm saying is, after that Lent... Yeah. So I gave up fizzy drinks. And you know what? I didn't struggle as much as I thought I was going to. Because all the other previous Lents to that.
Chalky,
right? Yeah. And I was the cave.
Okay.
And as well, like, I used to just be like office like to people's faces. But sure, if I went to my nan and granddad's house then, I was under the table with the purple snacks. Did I ever tell you the time my granddad caught me under the table with the purple snacks? Yeah. And he was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm a glutton.
But was this during Lent, or was it just you were just craving a purple snack?
This was, oh, I don't know. Oh, that time I was just craving purple snacks.
Okay. But also, do you not get Sundays off?
That's the thing. But I remember one of the lads being like, oh, it's because... That was how mad we were for Lent when it was first introduced. You'd be comparing how you're doing with your friends.
It's a competition.
It was the equivalent to Slimming World, wasn't it really? The check-ins.
It was the check-ins.
And you were going, how many sins did you have this week?
But we used to go to Mass on the Sunday, and then I used to just go buy a big bag of jellies afterwards because it was really? Sunday. So but
when I gave up the fizzy drinks that time, then at the end of it, I remember being like, I was just drunk with power. Like, my mum was like, oh my God, you were amazing. Like, telling everyone that I had given up fizzy drinks. And then I stayed off it.
And you skipped the Sunday and everything.
But when I say I don't think I had, up until that point, had even had water as a drink prior to this. Like, I remember when I, that Lent, when I first started drinking water, I'd be like this. And what I would do is, I'd have to sniff something else when I was drinking it. I think the taste was disgusting. So I'd be like this. The first few days, I'd be like this. Like sniffing a bag of wheelies. But because it won't, like, I hope we're not an anomaly, like, by saying this, but water really wasn't a thing. Like, I say in primary school, then they probably have the water fountains and everything. Like, nobody had bottles to go and fill up their water.
No, I just drank milk. All I drank was full fat milk. I used to go into
that was left in the sun all day.
Yeah, I used to go into, and we used to have the little cartons of milk, and then I'd go home and have a pint of milk with my dinner. I was just milk crazy.
But
and
did you buy fizzy drinks? Or, like, dilute?
Yeah, we had fizzy drinks. We used to always have TK.
TK lemonade.
TK lemonade, yeah.
Still hits.
Yeah.
You know what? TK red lemonade and vodka.
Really?
I know, yeah.
Really?
Oh my God, babe.
What's shy?
TK red lemonade. I do it at Christmas.
Let the hair down. Do you know people though that are like, I just don't like water. I'm like, what do you mean you don't like water?
Yeah, I know.
You get a grip. Grow up. Drink some
also,
water.
Fizzy water. Stunning.
Yeah, to be honest, you won the fizzy before me.
And that's about, like, you know, I take so much pride in that. Because a lot of the times, it's you who's ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
And no, I'm following. I'm up the rear.
You ate. You ate when you got on the fizzy. Also, during Lent, like, some people don't give up something. They just take up something.
Yeah, that was introduced in the later years, wasn't it?
Which I think is cheating, but whatever. But that might be just the, like, Catholic guilt in me.
Yeah, like Catholicism almost by rule, like, makes you feel like there has to be an element of, like, suffering.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like struggle and suffering.
Yeah. I want a caveat to say we're not really religious people. Like, this.
They know that.
Yeah, but what if they're a new listener and then they're like, why have I tuned into fucking Mormons Weekly? You know what I mean?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. This, like, is just an episode on Lent.
Do you know what I mean?
Lads, religion ruled our entire lives when we were kids.
Yeah.
It's still in the schooling system. So it's obviously going to, you know, have its effect on us in our later years.
Exactly. Anyway.
As much as we try to denounce it.
Yeah. But if you picked up something during Lent, you'll probably have, you'll probably in your habit wheelhouse by the end of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, you'll probably be doing it after like 40 days. How long does it take to build a habit? Like 30 days, I want to say.
Is it?
I've heard it through the grapevine. It's 30 days.
Is it? I'm on a 3-day Duolingo streak.
Oh, really?
Already, I feel like it's a bit of a habit.
So let's get into the actual theme. The Lent kind of thing got us in talking about habits.
Oh, talking about habits.
And how, like, how basically our producer, Sive, done some research and 45% of how we spend our day is all habits.
That's mad, isn't it?
Isn't that mad? But it makes so sense true. To me. It makes so much sense.
You know, my worst mental health days.
Yeah.
Are the days when I'm not in a routine.
Yeah, I'm a routine girl. It mightn't sound glamorous, it mightn't sound funky and fresh, but it's practical.
Also, you know, when we were growing up, and like when I remember when I was like making the decision to go off to dance college.
Yeah.
I remember I used to go 9 to 5, like office job, no way. And now I crave it.
Oh, babe.
I crave it.
I put myself in it because we're freelance, obviously. Yeah. But I put myself in a 9 to 5 job.
In a 9 to 5.
I give myself hours.
And, like,
I need it.
I can work from home, but I just want to be inside in a workspace.
Yeah.
Really, to
get
stuff done.
Do you know what I mean?
Isn't that mad?
That is mad. I do, like, but, like, you need structure.
You need structure.
And also, people who are saying, oh, I don't have any structure. I don't have any, like, habits throughout the day. You do. They're just shit. You get, like, if you wake up and scroll on TikTok for an hour, that's a habit.
Yeah.
It's just a bad one.
I
also share that habit with you.
I discovered recently, if I get up on the right side of my bed, like the right hand side, as opposed to the left, which is where my charging port is.
Yeah.
Like if I literally wake up and just go to that side straight away, I'm up out of the bed way quicker.
Oh, okay.
Because if I go to the left instead of just getting out of bed, I'll go on my phone and I can stay there.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Speaking of beds, what side of the bed do you sleep on? Do you have a side? Because that's a habit.
See, I tend to sleep on the right side closer to the door because this is kind of crazy. I think I might have spoken about it before. I get really scared at night sometimes. There's a small gap underneath my blinds.
Yeah.
And I can see people walk past and stuff. And basically there's a lamp outside my gaff, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes when I look out at night, because like the light is lighting.
Yeah.
The lamp is lamping.
Yeah. It's illuminating the streets.
If I look out and I see it, or even if I see the wheelie bin, depends. Yeah. Like, and I know, in my head, I'm like, I know that's the wheelie bin, but I'm always like, it's a person.
Oh, what if it's a murderer?
And they're just looking in the window. And like, sometimes I'll be, this is going to sound crazy, but I'll be asleep, like fully asleep, and I'll go, there's someone looking at me underneath the blind.
That's so scary.
And I wake up, so I tend to try and sleep.
Is that sleep paralysis?
I don't know, I'm not paralyzed by it. I actually leap, if anything. I leap over to the other side.
Okay, so you're a right side sleeper.
I'm a right side sleeper, you know, mostly.
A couple went viral on TikTok there because they just say when they go to bed, they don't have sides. They just choose what they're in the mood for that night.
Well,
I think is clinically insane.
I know, but I'm a singleton. So like I have the leisure of being able to stretch out.
But like if you have a gentleman caller, do you sleep on the right side of the bed?
I think I'd have a designated side.
Yeah, you will.
It would make more sense,
like,
right?
Like if I'm in my bed.
Yeah.
Like, you see, when you say right side now, are we talking stage right? If you're on your back.
Yeah.
If you're on your back.
Babe, just so you know, anytime I refer to right or left, I'm always referring to stage right or stage left.
Okay, right.
So once a thing again.
So if you're on your back facing the ceiling, you're on the right side of the bed.
Yeah.
Because like if you were standing up facing the bed, obviously it's reversed. Anyway,
yeah, which
wouldn't be stage right, yeah. I'm stage right as well. I sleep on stage right. Yeah. Jose sleeps stage left. But if Jose's way in Hull's, I go over to the left side for a bit of a break.
To see what it's about.
To see what it's like over
there. And so you can smell him off the pillow.
Nah, just for the laugh, really. Like
on the couple who don't have a designated side of the bed, right?
Yeah.
People who brush their teeth before breakfast are insane. Like, whatever about the bed, right?
Yeah.
I actually, in a way, I envy them.
Yeah.
That your life could be so, like, void of structure.
I know
you can
what you
still
mean.
Function properly.
Yeah.
But people who are going in and brushing their teeth and going out, what, you're drinking orange juice with minty fresh
everything
breath?
Everything just tastes
different,
bad.
Awful.
Yeah.
You know, that used to be, remember when there was those crazy diets in, like, early millennium?
Yeah.
That was one of the things that I did.
Really? If you're craving something, brush your teeth. I heard that.
Not even brush your teeth. Yeah, but you were brushing your teeth because you wouldn't want food then because of a taste.
Yeah, that's so bad.
That's crazy.
That's so bad.
Also on other habits that I have. How many spoons do we have here in this drawer? Way too many.
Too many, yeah. And also, are some of them mine? Did I buy them? I also robbed half of them for my old restaurant.
This is the only one I use.
And
this spoon is elite.
Yeah, I agree with you. This is actually a very well-made spoon.
It's elite.
What are the characteristics of a good spoon? You want the curved edges.
Yeah.
Now, this is a small bit too flat for me, the handle. Is that the handle?
No, I love it.
It's the perfect
depth. What is this?
What?
People are tuning in and we're describing a spoon.
Everyone has a favourite piece of cutlery.
Or even when I'm home, like in Cork as well, like I have my favourite.
Me too.
Cutlery. Like I couldn't eat my dinner with other.
We have rounded handles, and then we have these like horrible flat ones. And one day, my mum gave me a flat one, and I nearly flung the cutlery at her head. And I goes, "Go get me the rounded one now." I goes, "Are you insane? Are you after going insane in my absence? Because you're giving me the gammy four." On the brushing your teeth, though, one habit that Jose does that wrecks my head is he brushes his teeth in the shower. So then when I go to brush my teeth in the morning, the toothpaste is in the shower.
No.
So I have to go in the shower and get the toothpaste out to then begin to brush my teeth.
That would actually ruin my day.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get married.
You have to get two separate toothpaste. That's the simple solve,
right?
I know,
but then I don't know.
Toothpaste? expensive.
That's the thing. Babe, I went to buy toothpaste the other day and I goes, I'm going to have to do a collab with the toothpaste company because I can't afford it anymore.
Spotlight, take us back.
Take us back, Spotlight Oral Care, because I need the free toothpaste.
So I was, things, now I know we're getting
very
outraged.
I think it was €6.
Babe. So I could only get like a toothpaste that I want, the one I really like, the Colgate one that I like, when it's reduced. Again, like, it's so weird. You know, some people might be like, oh, toothpaste. But like, there's one that I need to have.
No, again, is that a habit? They're not all made equal.
But they're not all made equal. Yeah. But I remember one time, I thought it was reduced, right? The one that I was picking up went to the thing, £7. When it's not like, I'd only get it when it's reduced.
That's insane.
£3.50. £7 for toothpaste?
Yeah, what are they putting into it?
What's going into toothpaste that they're charging £7?
That's ridiculous.
Also, I was over in Westfield the other day, right? This is, again, this is a bad habit that I've developed.
Okay.
That I need to knock out of my system. Like, I know, you know, we went on before about, you know, enjoy your silly daily coffee if it brings you joy, whatever. You know, it's not going to stop you from getting a gaff. Gaffs are too expensive.
Exactly, yeah.
The government's
just
fucked
us. Just get the old latte or whatever.
Get your old latte. But I have to have a cake as well. Like,
you have a sweet treat as well.
I know, I have a sweet treat.
Every time.
And that, most times, and that could take it up to £8. So like, I really have to try and curb that. And then,
so my morning routine currently is I wake up, I check my phone straight away. I check all, I go on Instagram, I go on TikTok. I know I shouldn't, but I can't stop myself.
And also, you know what I love? You're honest.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
You know, some, like, a lot of people do that.
If I stay off it, I feel like I'm buzzing and I achieve so much, but I'm only human.
Yeah, I know. There'll be some mornings that I you know, especially if we don't have any work to be doing until later on, I'm like,
oh, I have work. I'm just scrolling. I have work. I'm just trying to not get out of bed for as long as I can, right?
I know.
But then it gets going. Busy morning. Yeah. Get up, feed the cats, right?
Yeah.
Scoop the shit out of their litter box, put it in the thing. Hoover all the hair from the floor and the carpet, right?
Yeah.
It's just it's a full-time job.
It is, isn't it? Right.
Then, breakfast time. Breakfast. Get my,
do you have the same thing for breakfast every morning?
No.
I do. Like that, I'd have the same thing for my breakfast and lunch every day.
Wait until I rock your world.
What are you doing at the moment? This feta.
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant, yeah. But I'm going to rock your world because my new thing
is... Tell me.
Mise en place.
Babe. I've been doing the mise en place before the girls were going on about it on TikTok.
Really?
I used to always have my bits ready. Yeah, because I get so stressed about timings.
So what would you prep?
Like, if I was doing my dinner, I'd prep all the veg and stuff first.
Yeah.
And I'd have it all out and like ready to go. Is that mise en place?
No.
Or am I saying mise en scene?
No, mise en place. You do what I do now, I did it last week, right? But it's proving to be very exciting in the household.
What?
I'm giving 30 year old, right? But I made a menu, right?
For the house.
At the beginning of the week, right?
Yeah.
Not for me and Jose. And I have 3 breakfast options, 3 main course options.
Where is it written?
What?
Where's the menu written?
Google Docs. But we're going to start printing it off and putting it on the wall and we're going to alternate the weeks. So he's going to do a menu 1 week and I'll do the next. But then, right, what I did the big shop, right?
Is that mise en place?
No, listen, I'm getting to the mise en and then we do the place, right? Did the big shop, right? And some of the recipes you can prep the ingredients
beforehand.
So like, for example, like one of the lunch sandwiches I'm doing has a tahini slaw with white cabbage.
What's
right?
going on?
It's unreal, babe. And then you just make your tahini slaw. And then imagine going to lunch. Imagine you come to my gaff, right? We're recording the pod. And he goes, I'm making us chicken sambos with tahini slaw. You're going to lose your shit.
Where's the mise en place? I thought it was just chopping your veg ahead of time instead of doing it in the moment.
Yeah, so you prep the things that can be prepped ahead of time. So like, you can prep your coleslaw. Like, I have a salad option.
You're making your own coleslaw. You have way too much time in your hands. You need to take up, you know what? You need a second job.
It didn't take that long. And do you know what it does? It's just like meal prep. So two hours of it. On a Sunday. You have, and then you're sorted for the week.
What? I used to do the whole meal prep thing when I was a bit obsessive
but
over
that's
food a bit,
shit
right?
Then, isn't it?
It's kind of shit, first of all, because you're eating the same thing all week, and also, life's too short, really.
It
isn't
is,
it?
Yeah.
But the thing that used to get me about it when I was doing it was, you know, Sunday dread is a thing already.
Yeah.
I used to dread Sundays even more because when it came to like 5 o'clock, I was like, well, I'm going to have to meal prep in a minute, and that's my day done.
But you know what I love about it?
Because
it's 2 hours and I'm not on my phone.
Yeah.
And I have Harry Styles on.
Yeah.
And I'm in the kitchen. And I'm yes chef, no chef to the to the
So
cats.
Like what's on the menu this week?
So this week it's boring. I'll post it on Instagram or something.
Really?
It's not boring. It's actually really exciting.
But so is this a trend that you're like the whole idea of the menu?
Because like I was so like, I just, it was taking me so long to do my lunch and dinner every day, right? Yeah. But ever
that's
since
why I did, you just have the same thing every day like me.
But ever since I did it last week, now it takes me 2 seconds to throw things together. Like, I did
a, but you have a big fridge freezer as
I
well,
did a harissa red lentil stew with char grilled cabbage yesterday.
Did you actually?
And I prepped the stew ahead of time, so all I had to do was heat up the stew and then put the cabbage into the air fryer, get the rice from the thing, and then
cabbage in the air fryer.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
So what you do to it first?
You quarter the cabbage, right? Like, listen, it's back a cooking
our,
show.
Listen back to our early episodes. Yeah. Jesus, the jump.
Yeah, the journey. To the jump. Anyway,
we're cabbage, aging on the pot.
You put the cabbage in the air fryer. Bit of peanut
I'm
ryu.
Using the same thing as I was in the first episode.
Bit of peanut ryu, right?
Yeah.
Into the air fryer, and then I freeball the timings until it looks crispy.
Until it looks crispy.
Anyway, that was it. That mise en place. But then I do give myself the ick sometimes though, because I remember my first encounter with mise en place, right? I think I was about 21 or 22.
But does everyone not do mise en place?
I don't think you know what it is. There's a difference between chopping your vegetables before you start cooking and prepping your mise en place for the week. You know what I mean?
Oh, because chefs would say mise en place, and they would just be like a prep morning, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
To get them ready for the kitchen for the week.
Whereas you just think it's, if you're putting carrots in your dinner, you cut the carrots before you start cooking. That's just chopping your dinner. Do you know what I mean? That's just chopping your veg for your dinner. Is that what you thought it was? Because you were like, I do mise en place. I was like, no, you don't, babe. You just chop up your dinner and cook your dinner. No, but my first encounter with mise en place, right?
Do I need to grow up?
I need to get a grip.
No, because now I'm actually, just to circle back to last week, I'm getting jealous now that you're doing all these things.
I'll show you the ways of mise en place. And also, it's an excuse to go out and buy a new Tupperware. How exciting is that?
No, you know what? See, you have the advantage of you just living a gaff with your fella.
You see, yeah. You can't do mise en place in that fridge.
Yeah, you can't do mise en place there.
No, you can't.
Mise en place. No plus for anything in that fridge.
No, but when you get your, when you start the baking, you'll be unstoppable.
Yeah, I'm doing more baking. At the weekend for Easter.
But the first time I encountered the mise en place, I was hungover.
Episode about mise en place, and I can't believe it. And I can't believe it. And I didn't even understand what it was.
I was 21 or 22, right? I was hungover, and I was going on a grinder hookup because I was horny, right? So I get to So I get to the grinder hookup, right?
You're going on the grinder hookup because you're hungry.
And he was a pure old fella. He had his own apartment.
They typically were.
So we get there, we do the D's, right? Yeah. But I was at the stage in my gay career, I didn't understand that I was supposed to leave straight away after a hookup. I think it was one of my earlier ones.
Not necessarily.
But like he was really friendly and chatting to me.
Yeah.
But like looking back on it now, he was kind of giving me hints that he wanted me to leave, but he was too nice. And then he was like, oh, I have to go there to work, but I had my lunch prepped. He didn't say mise en place. He was like, I have my lunch prepped for the week, so it'll take me 2 seconds to cook. And I was like, oh yeah, no bother. Me still in the room. Like, what, didn't leave? Like, that, like, because I was so stupid, right? Then he goes, oh, do you want half? And then I goes, oh, he loves me. He wants to give me half, but he was only being polite. I goes, yeah. So then he goes in and cooks a stir fry for both of us. But like, then when he comes out, it's a tiny serving because obviously he didn't want to give me half. He just wanted me to leave. We already have to do the deed. So he was just like, get out, right? So then I eat the stir fry. I'm still there.
Is it lovely?
Oh, it's lovely. Yeah, gorgeous, right? And then he goes, he goes, oh, I really do have to go after the stir fry. So then I just left.
Why are you still there?
I don't know, because I didn't get the context clues to leave. I was just a hopeless romantic. I thought since we like lay together that we were going to go on a date or something.
Now, where's the mise en place? Because now I don't know what it is again.
No, because
you just said he's stir fry. How is that mise en place?
Because he had all the elements of the stir fry prepped in the fridge ready to go. So he just...
So would I.
Okay, but so like for example now,
all it is in a stir fry is what? You're just lobbing the peas and the onions, like.
What kind of stir fry are you cooking? peas. What kind of stir fry are you up to? Also, you don't have to prep the peas. They're just in the
That's
bag.
What I'm saying. What do you have to prep for a stir fry?
Like he cut up the carrots. He cut up the peppers. He had the garlic and the onions.
Prepped.
The chicken, all of it was prepped in little containers.
What do you mean the chicken was prepped for a stir fry?
He cut it up, the chicken breast, like.
So, did you not just answer my question? Is it not just cutting the things up?
Yeah, but he had all the elements ready to go in the fridge.
So what's the difference between that and me doing the carrots?
Because you do them on the chopping board next to the cooker, and then you cook it straight away.
So you have to leave it for a while.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
It's prepping your ingredients for a later date, I think.
It's so silly. Like, why would you, like, why are you going, like, just do it. You're cooking your dinner, go and cook it.
Okay, it is handy. I do recommend
it. Okay, I'll look into it.
Okay. You won't, will you? You won't. Do you have any bad habits?
I feel like you just want to tell me that I do.
No, I'm just asking you, do you have any bad habits?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's so embarrassing.
What? Are you going to say the one I'm thinking? 3, 2, 1. Say it. 3, 2, 1. Picking your nose. That was my thing.
That's so embarrassing.
If we were guessing each other's bad habits.
That's so embarrassing.
You love to pick your nose.
Stop saying no, because
and you'd be flicking it everywhere. You never put it in a tissue. You flick it all over the house.
That's so embarrassing.
You
like,
do, though. I'll tell you a really
embarrassing. You're literally being like, yeah, I'm prepping my harissa and lentil stew and I'm making my tahini slaw. And then you're going, and you're picking your nose and chewing them all over your house.
People are
going
to fucking hate me. That sounds so Nara Smith coded. I sound like a dickhead.
I used to. listen. And I'm going to.
I'll tell you my disgusting habit as well.
I know a few.
You do. You still do it.
I do it way less.
You don't.
The thing is, no, but
you were doing it on calls and everything.
We
were getting interviewed the other day and you were flicking it on Zoom.
I wasn't.
You were. Because you don't know you're doing it, babe.
Was I actually on an interview?
Every time I see
you. Stop it.
Every time I see you, you're always. You don't even realise you're picking your nose.
Stop it, babe. Babe, that's so embarrassing. There's people literally who are trying to like book me for things.
Yeah, but they can still book you.
For sponsorships, they'll be afraid that I'll be picking my nose on the street.
Kleenex, get in touch.
No, look, I used to,
Kleenex.
No,
collab.
I used to write. That used to be my thing when I was a child.
Adult.
You let me get to it, you okay. Saucy fucking bastard. Because you're so fucking perfect. I used to pick my nose.
Yeah.
Now, I would also like to tell everyone here, and I'm telling the truth 100%, I've never once eaten a snot. That's never appealed to me. I swear
you
my
have.
Life to God.
We've all eaten a snot.
I swear my
You've
life
never
to God.
Once in your life eaten
I've
a snot. Eat one now. What's this podcast about to be coming? You yeah, have to.
We're going to have to vert. We're going to have to change.
No, you have
to like, change the direction.
Everyone, come on, girls. We've all done it.
I've never done it.
Really?
Because it's so ingrained in my system. Like, I'm fully aware that I do it. I think it's disgusting. Sometimes, like PG just said, I won't. But also, actually, because I was thinking of this, because in the lead, I knew we were doing an episode on habits, and I actually knew you were going to bring it up, because you're a fucking bastard. But I would like to say, what do people with snots in their nose when they can't breathe do?
Blow it into a tissue.
But what if you don't have a tissue? Do you just give it a pick?
You just go and get a tissue.
They're readily available. I've caught you picking your nose.
Yeah, I'm not saying I don't pick my nose. I do, but I just don't do it like habitually.
Habitually? Yeah, habitually. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
One of my disgusting habits is similar. It's about body fluids. I blow bubbles with my spit and it's disgusting. Like I always go like this.
Now, can I just say, I have never seen you do that in your life. And it's so funny because it's like, you know, oh, she's so crazy.
No,
girl with chips on her head. It's like you're trying to create this quirky thing that you do.
No, Jose's going to break up at me. Like he thinks it's disgusting.
You do
and
what?
And it's, as well, it's you never
your
saw me do
amazing,
it.
Amazing, babe. Your teeth looks
Thank
so
you.
Good.
Thanks, babe. Dental options.
Get me
Dr. Kate, love you, babe.
Dr. Kate, would you ever get me in?
No, you never know. You don't even know me so because I do it all the time.
You never used to do it here. It's something that you must have gotten since you moved
I've
back.
No, I've done it since I was young. And like,
I used to be able to look at your mouth before when your teeth were the other way.
No, literally, everyone kills me for it. It's because it, well.
You're making
my
it
whole
up.
My whole family message them. Yes. I think it's genetic. That's what I'm getting onto. Because I always do it. And Jose always goes, "You need to stop that. I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave this relationship, right?"
Disgusting.
And it's making. And I hate myself. Sometimes people see me doing it on the bus, and sometimes I'm like, definitely someone who listens to the podcast saw me on the bus blowing spit bubbles. Like,
my mum kills me if I'm in the passenger seat of her car and the odd time it's happened, right?
Yeah,
pick my nose, and she'd be like, "There's people." My mum's biggest fear of us doing everything that we're doing is that we're going to be doing like something on TV, or we're going to be interviewed on a chat show, and I'm going to have my finger up my nose, and she won't know how to tell her family.
But I think it's hard. I think it's genetics, because I was in Elaine's house like last month, and I was doing it. I do it when I think, like when I'm deep in thought, and
seldom.
Elaine just goes, "Oh my god, you do that too," and she does it as well.
Oh really?
She blows bubbles with her spit as well.
So you're telling me that Elaine was only coming to the realization last month, your sister, that you were doing it. So why would it be a surprise that I didn't know you?
Because you lived with me.
I don't think you ever really did,
babe. I always did it. Maybe I was in the closet. I know I'm out and proud. So enough in the comments if you blow bubbles too.
I don't think people do that.
They do, it's a common thing. DM me if you do.
What my mum does...
I'm trying to stop though.
What my mum does is, one of her habits I would say is...
being a bad bitch.
She'll... that. She'll add salt to a dish before she tastes it.
That's an Irish thing.
Is that an Irish mammy thing?
It's such an Irish thing.
Is it because like a lot of... Not my mum's cooking. My mum has gorgeous cooking. But
it's
is it because they were used to so much boiled food that it used to come out and never be... Like they used to never put seasoning on food before it went in an oven. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like my mum would season everything. Also, do you ever go to like a fancy restaurant now and they don't have salt and pepper on the table? Because they're like... we've seasoned our food to perfection. If you ask for salt, you might as well go into the chef and smack him across the face. Or them.
You know? I love if you're eating an Italian. I think if you're an Italian restaurant and you're not doing this...
Giant pepper.
But keep it off the table and ask them, do you want pepper? What's that gaff? Il Padrino's do it.
Yeah.
Il Padrino's
would comically large pepper
grinder. Comically
grinders.
Large pepper grinder, come over and do it. And I'm like, I'm in fucking Rome, bitch.
My mam is caged in one of her habits, and it's that she always has to park the car facing up Blarney Street. So like even if we're popping in for like half an hour before you have to go somewhere else, in the other direction, she'll drive around Grána Brothar so she can park it facing up Blarney Street. We're talking a lot about habits, but if you do want to break a habit or pick up or like develop a new habit, here are some top tips.
Now, are we the best people to be giving it? Big change starts with tiny habits. So if you want to build a new habit, like don't just throw yourself into the deep end.
Yeah.
Like say now, if you're like, you want to get a bit... like fitter.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm going to start walking now every night. Don't start walking 5 miles.
Yeah, just do a smally one.
Just do a small bit first and build up. Or like one thing that I like to do, like coming into spring, summer, I like to try and get out of bed earlier, you know, because
in winter,
we're meant to be hibernating.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
All the animals are doing it. Why do we feel guilty for doing it? You know what I mean? So I like to get up a bit earlier.
Yeah.
But like, instead of being like, you know, usually I've set my alarm for 8:30, get out of the bed at 9. I know people are going, oh my God, he's an easy life. I know, but I do, look.
If you get up earlier as well, you can spend more time on your phone.
There's that.
There you know. So, and more time picking your nose.
So what I'll do now is I'll just do like increments of it, like being a half an hour earlier.
Okay, that's good. That's a good one. So I'll adapt that.
Back to 8, and then maybe now. Am I ever going to get to 7:30? There's no need, is there?
But if you get to 7:30, you feel better than everyone else
in the world.
Like
used to get up at like 6 a.m. and go for a swim.
Yeah.
And do you remember I used to get up a 4:30 to open the gym at 5:30.
That's another life. That's another lifetime.
And I would go train at like 8 a.m. when I got my break.
Where do we get the energy?
What were we doing?
I don't know. Youth.
It was youth.
Also, if you want to give up a bad habit that you've developed, it's good to replace it with a different habit.
Yeah. Cold turkey.
Yeah. Like for example, say now if you're doing like, if you're going off the drink for a bit, like on a Friday night where you usually go to the pub with the lads, make that like a time to do something else. It doesn't have to be something fitness wise. Everyone like panics and they're like, okay, now I'm going to go to yoga. You don't have to do that.
Yeah, just do if you want to, something.
But like be like, oh, Friday night cinema night now or something. You know what I mean?
That's a great way.
Or takeaway night
and something that you will still like look forward to, so you're not just twiddling your thumbs
at
home.
Yeah,
that's actually a great one. That's in the Atomic Habits by James Clear.
Okay.
And basically, he says just that, to replace a habit with a new one.
Yeah.
Also, with habits, it's good to be specific, right?
Yeah.
So, like, instead of saying, oh, I'm going to do some journaling every night before bed, just set a timer, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Right, and do some journaling. I've still not gone into that. I did it for a small bit when my dad died, just to, like,
oh,
you know,
really?
Get my feelings
yeah,
out
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
And then I kind of stopped.
I did too, actually.
Because I kept just bawling, crying on the page.
Oh, no.
I actually must revisit it.
Oh, not but, yeah, be careful.
Leave it.
No, you do revisit, but like, be careful. Yeah. I found my one. I did like a grief journal as well. Like, I'm calling it a grief journal now. There's about 3 pages, and then I gave up.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same. And like, my dad was like, was that all he wrote?
I started reading one of the pages. I found it there in my memory box, like back home.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm sitting outside at Costa, and all these people are smiling as they walk past. I don't know why I was trying to think I was writing a Jane Austen novel or something.
That's where you kind of go.
Do you know what
it?
I mean? And then I remember I gave myself the ick, because I thought, I was like, why am I trying to make an artistic like
yeah,
story
I know. That's
out of
what
this
I
grief?
Did.
And I didn't just like write. I was writing
for a reader.
For a reader, yeah, same.
This is awful.
But we're performers.
Lucky.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's one habit we can't kick.
Exactly.
Look, you
and we
can't.
Shouldn't.
No.
You know what I mean?
That's in our blood.
But
it's
we should read them in a few, in like,
I will,
a few or something.
I thought you were going to say in a future episode I was going
to think about. No, no, no.
I'll be capitalising off that at all.
Well, if the listen's dip.
Anyway. if it's all been a bit too fluffy,
if
the episode.
Yeah, we'll go, okay, we'll hit it with something else. Come on. Also, a good habit to develop, girlies, is listening to I'm Grandmam and then rating us afterwards.
What a great habit, though, actually.
Yeah.
Also, an easy habit. Also, coming to see the tour.
Coming to the tour, that's a good habit.
That's a good habit.
Do you know what's a bad habit? Trolling Kevin,
telling me I'm classist, and girl, get off your phone.
And also, stop being mean to me when I'm hangry. And I think we can sum it up there.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was raining, and we have to get lunch.
I'm starving. We need to go right now.
Also, no. Oh my god, I never talked about my worst habit at the moment.
What?
This is going to sound so crazy. This is going to sound so crazy.
What?
It's not even that crazy. I've become addicted to having crunchy Watsits, hot and spicy, with my lunch.
What?
You know the way you like a few crisps with your sandwich?
Yeah, but crunchy Watsits.
Crunchy Watsits. Babe, I'd never eaten a packet of Watsits before this year.
Yeah.
Joe got them one day when he was hungover and I smelled them and I goes, they smell unreal. You know, pure
yeah.
like, you know, pong, like yeah. pure strong crisps.
Yeah.
Now, I get a big bag. They're 250 usually, but yeah. I'm only getting them because they're reduced 125. I eat the whole bag of my lunch. I felt sick yesterday after eating it with the wrap.
Is that a habit or is it just like...
That's a habit, isn't it?
Is it a... Yeah, that's a habit, right?
That's a habit. That's a bad habit.
Is it bad? Treat yourself like.
No, but just
have your Watsits loads off.
You know what I mean?
How many?
Eating a bag every day is a lot, like.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
Anyway. You know the type of crisp where it'd be all over your fingers.
Very Moorish.
And you'd be like this.
I love when an old Irish woman goes, there's a taste of more off them. That's my favourite thing. My auntie used to always say it about crackers. She'd go, there's a taste of more off them. And with that, girlies, we leave
you. That's brilliant. Yeah. I never heard that, really.
The taste of more off them.
The taste of more off them. Anyway, girlies.
Go on, girls. Bye,
girlies.
Take
care. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.